This is BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel with the Joes, Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio from BetQL.
All right, it's time for Lightning Bets. Thanks for hanging out on BetQL Daily, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on the BetQL Network. A great question, terrific topic that's been floating around over the last day on Twitter from the account Dunk Topic. LeBron James with 2 years of training versus prime Mike Tyson. Who you got in a boxing match?
The reaction to that thing had been my favorite part.
Yes.
So, listen, I get it. LeBron is 6'9", and his reach would be so much longer than Mike Tyson. We've watched LeBron for a long time.
I don't get it.
There's no way he'd beat Mike Tyson. There's no shot he'd beat Mike Tyson.
No. Are you into boxing at all?
I used to be, too. I remember watching Friday Night Fights with Max Kellerman before Max Kellerman became Max Kellerman.
He's making up opinions. What's going to upset people? I'll just say that. Yeah.
He was good. He was really good on boxing. I enjoyed it. But I haven't really watched much boxing.
Well, there isn't a Mike Tyson. When we grew up, I mean, that was the event. Let's see who is he going to kill someone in the ring today? And then
LeBron wouldn't last a round. And that it's not his personality.
Dude, he flops on the basketball court. Are you kidding me? What do you think he's going to do in a ring?
No NBA player. I mean, let's just be real about it. No NBA player would have a chance. Like, you got to find like a PJ Tucker and get him trained up. Maybe that kind of player. But no NBA superstar. No,
I got one. Oh, superstar. Okay. I got one, though.
Who got one?
Like, if he was fighting, I would bet on him. Bobby Portis.
Okay.
But you got to have some crazy, like when Ron Artest was playing, I would bet on Ron Artest.
Yeah. You got to go back to Artest, back in the day, Charles Oakley, some of those Knicks from the 90s. You put Oak in the ring, he'd do just fine.
Is he still banned from the Garden?
You know what? I forget how that played out. I think he might have sued James Dolan. That was ugly for a couple years.
Oh, nice one, Dylan Burns. DeMarcus Cousins. He has the crazy. Yes. I'd back him in a bet.
You need the crazy. LeBron doesn't have the crazy.
All right, time for Lightning Bets. Joe Giglio, why don't you start us off? What are we thinking for this Wednesday?
All right, we got a couple baseball here. We're going to go over 9.5 in the Phillies and the Nationals. These games have trended this way. Even though the Nationals lineup is depleted, it's Chase Anderson on the mound for the Phillies tonight, which means runs for the opponent. And the Phillies off has been pretty good. Bryce Harper's been red hot lately. So over 9.5 Nationals, Phillies. I like the BetQL model's suggestion of under 8.5 in the Freddie Peralta start for the Brewers and the Pirates. I feel like Freddie will shut down Pittsburgh, and we'll see how many runs the Brewers score. But I'll take the under 8.5 there. And then a couple home run props my eyes are on tonight. Joey Gallo to hit his first as a Yankee. You get plus 230 on that on FanDuel. And one that I've been eyeing up, Mike Yastrzemski, the outfielder for the Giants, had an off day yesterday, recharged the batteries a little bit. He's plus 360 tonight against Zach Gallen, who he has a good history against, and he hits well at Chase Field. Plus 360, Mike Yastrzemski, home run tonight against the Diamondbacks. So over 9.5 Nats Phillies, under 8.5 Pirates and the Brewers, and a couple home run props, Yastrzemski and Joey Gallo.
And we have a number of afternoon games today. See, here's what I write down: a bunch of names that I want to look for home run props, because before the show, they're not available. And then I forget to look them up during the breaks. And now I have some names written down, but I don't know the odds. Do you think your guy Bryce Harper goes yard again?
He loves hitting against the Nats, especially he was blowing kisses to the Nationals crowd last night.
220.
Pretty good.
It's not bad. Gallo, that makes a lot of sense. I wish we had more value on some of these guys. All right. I'm going to go with some sides because there is value on the board and I might hate myself later on. But first off, the one I love, we're going to stay up late here. This keeps moving around. It was plus 194 about an hour ago when we were looking at today's card. Now it's back down a little bit, plus 188. Astros on the road with Odorizzi. I'm fading the Dodgers. I'm fading Max Scherzer in his first start. It is not a play against Scherzer. Like, I think he's going to be bad with LA. That's not the play at all. It's just I trust this Astros offense, and the scene's going to be wild again tonight. I can't wait to see it. How many trash cans are we going to get? We need props on that. Set an over-under on that. So like during between innings, I know they were announcing on the PA to stop throwing trash cans on the field. It did not stop. Thinking about that 2017 World Series, Dodgers fans very upset, as they should be. But I've got to go the Astros. I've got to take the plus 188 that we see right now on FanDuel. Scherzer not the best against the Dodgers throughout his career. And I'm also looking at this K prop, which I think is a little bit too high at 7.5 for Scherzer. So I'd go under 7.5 on the K prop. But the one, but the official lightning bet is the Astros. And this is so disgusting. But the price is still good. I've got to take a look at Baltimore on the road at the Yankees. Last three starts for Matt Harvey. He has not allowed a run, and it's been three wins. We know it's going to stop at some point. I'm not sure this is the time that it stops. Harvey has good history against the Yankees. They're hitting only 176 against him, a 267 on base. So I'm taking the Orioles. Plus 225 on FanDuel. And
I feel like I'm back in time. I feel like it's 2013. So, Matt Harvey.
Tell me, should I walk away from this one? Should I walk away?
You should, but I'm encouraging you not to, so we have content for tomorrow when we can play.
Okay. Plus 225. All right. The Yankees should not be favored by this much. I'm sorry. Minus 275. I'm not buying that one. All right, let's bring in Vic Chalksey, BetQL.co at DocSquad33 on Twitter. How you feeling, Vic?
I'm feeling good. Before I jump into the picks, I have a Mike Tyson comment.
Yes.
And had to get in on that conversation. I think Mike Tyson can be like he was in the Hangover movie and fight LeBron the next day on no sleep and still beat him in less than a round. So that tweet was like one of the dumbest tweets I've ever seen in my entire life. And this is coming from someone that loves Twitter, but that was just bad. And then I'll give you a name, James Johnson. I think that guy could be a live dog against a guy like Tyson because he's into like MMA and he's also got that crazy to him.
See,
that's
this
a
is
a good one.
This is how bad that tweet was. I mean, Vic Chalksey is one of the nicest humans on earth. He's positive about everything. I ask him about the Bulls. He always thinks they're going over the win total. I didn't even ask him. I already know that he loves DeRozan. I asked about Lonzo Ball the other day. I didn't even ask about DeRozan. I know he loves that. He's going to bet them to make the playoffs, go over the win total. He's optimistic. But for Vic Chalksey to come on the BetQL network and say, what an idiot. The person that tweeted this one out, there's no chance. You know you've gone too far when you're upset at Vic.
You nailed it, man. You nailed it. Had to chime in. Well, let's get to the BetQL model plays. There is a 5-star play on the Nationals today. Loves Washington in that matchup. Made that line a lot larger than minus 115. The model projects them to be around minus 150. And so that's the 5-star play of the day. And then they have a 4-star on the Padres today as well.
So Vic, we addressed this early on in the show when we were going over the card, and I noticed that, and tell me if it's changed, if there's any kind of an update, that the model also liked the Cubs as a dog at plus 145, and they're liking the Nationals. It seems like the model is going against the overreaction that we're seeing in the market to the trades by these two teams.
Yep, you got it. The model likes the Cubs for sure, all the way at plus 155 right now, likes it at plus 145 as well. But you're right, man. I mean, I talk to the quant guys and you bring up a good point, but again, the model just looks at, crunches data. There's no bias. It likes the guys that they're plugging into the lineup today and the matchup on the mound. And so, yeah, there's a 5-star play on the Cubs as well at plus 155.
Vic, we only have about a minute left. Do you have your golf stuff on BetQL.co?
Yep, just got the article up. I'll give you guys my outrights real quick. Dustin Johnson, 18-1. Daniel Berger, 20-1. Patrick Cantlay, 25-1. Harris English, 35-1. And Tyrell Hatton, 55-1. And if you're feeling crazy, Max Homa, 130-1.
My guy, 130 for Homa. That's a nice number.
That's a big number.
All right, Vic, we'll talk tomorrow, okay?
Thanks, fellas.
There's Vic Chalksey. Appreciate his work every single day. BetQL.co. Find his work there. Jay Kassan, what do you have?
I can't believe I'm doing it, but I'm telling you, Joe, Matt Harvey, he hasn't allowed a run in his last 18 innings, which spans three starts. So I'm taking them. I'm taking him a little less risky. I'm taking the Orioles first five. You can get that a plus 205 still. So I'm gonna think that Matt Harvey keeps the ball rolling and keeps going on this weird hot streak that he's on.
I'm gonna
go with the Astros too. Same thing. It's not a fade of Scherzer. I think he's gonna be good with the Dodgers, but I'm more just going with the Astros. They've been unbelievable. Their last 10 games, they're 7-3. So I'm gonna go with that. And then J.A. Happ is just such a bum. So I'm taking the Braves over 4.5 runs at minus 113 because that guy is so bad and the Cardinals are so dead.
Let me tell you, I was keeping updated on my phone with that game last night because I faded Lester. I wasn't sure he was going to get out of the first.
He stinks. The Cardinals are waving the white flag. They're punting the next year. It's insane.
Did you enjoy Phil Steele talking about your Illini?
It was a nice little surprise there.
Yeah. First team he mentioned about coaching changes. Interesting.
You love to see it. You really do.
3.5 is the win total. 3.5.
I honestly think they're going to go over that.
Yeah. Makes sense. Does Paul Aspen have anything?
I do. A lot of crossover, okay, not directly, but also looking at the Orioles, Yankees, not tailing you guys, but not fading you guys either. I think this is Rizzo's Yankee Stadium home run day, plus 350.
Oh,
he's actually got terrible numbers against Harvey, but he's got a home run against them. So maybe we get that. And then Freddie Freeman in St. Louis has 7 career home runs there. Homer there yesterday, 2-for-7 against Tapp. So, you know, lefty-lefty, but see, taking a shot there on that Astros game. And then it's always good to get in on a trend when it's about to end. So Logan Gilbert. Going to play the Mariners money line, plus 135. Mariners have won 11 of his 13 starts.
What are the Freeman odds?
Plus 450.
I mean, you're getting Freeman at 450. Yeah,
right.
That's
pretty good.
That's worth a play. Yeah. I don't care about the lefty lefty matchup. All right. Joe G, it was a lot of fun today. People, if you miss the show, check out the podcast. Some terrific guests, Dan Vesperus, Phil Steele, Will Brinson on the NFL. Find it at BetQL Daily, at BetQL Daily on Twitter. Back tomorrow, 9 a.m. Eastern on the BetQL Network. Coming up next, got the Jim Rome Show, BetQL Network. We'll be back tomorrow, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern. Presented by FanDuel.